See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
On Air with Sir, broadcasting live in Philadelphia. What's good? How you feeling today? Hey, amen. So, we got to talk about this. You know, in the Bible where it says, in all you do, son, get understanding. Remember in the Bible where it says, God granted someone a wish? And he said, you could have anything in the world, son. What do you want? And he said, God, the only thing that I want is wisdom and understanding. Understanding. Give me understanding. And I would always think, like, man, why didn't he wish for all the money? Or why didn't he wish for all the fame? Or why didn't he wish for all the women? Or all of the love? Or the biggest party? Or I don't know. Why didn't he wish for the best something else? You know, something. Understanding. What? You know, you wish for something that you can't even hand someone. I was just... And that was so deep to me. And I started to dwell on that. Like, what is understanding? Like, why would somebody want understanding? And then I started to understand, which is funny because I can't hand you understanding. I can't even tell you what understanding is. I can do anything, be anything, and have anything. The only limits that I put are on my own mind. I can, but I have to work on learning to express myself better and articulating the downloads that I'm getting. I have to learn all the words because my vocab is limited. So there are things that I know, and I'm doing my best to say them, to say what's going on, and to do my best to it, to. It's like this. The thing that we're all looking for, the thing that everyone wants, is something that we can't really touch, and it's something that we can't explain. We have to experience it. And what I mean by that is this. You know how you can't hand someone confidence? You know how you can't hand someone agreement or these non-tangible things where there's this power, there's this thing that we want. And it's hard to put it in. I guess the best way of putting it into words is that we want to feel one with the universe or God, or we want to be able to control or understand what's happening and control our life. We want to be able to surrender and have our life go positive, have our life work out the way that we want to. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the reason why you're getting up and going to work is to get that money so you could do what you want in life and have life go the way you want it to go. The reason why you pray is to have life go the way you want it to go. You know, now I understand that they say, oh, there's a God's will and all this other stuff. But that's not what we're talking about right now. This is not even a religious thing. It's not a spiritual thing. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. If you can understand words that I'm saying, just listen. Drop all of that stuff at the door for a second. Listen to me. Just drop your religion for a second. I want you to take a moment to drop your religion. Just do that for a second. Just drop it. You are not that. You picked that up. You learned that. You agreed to be that. But you're not that because you were you before you had religion. You were you before you remember when you was introduced to religion and what you thought about religion. You was something before you learned the concept of that. So we could just drop that for a second, okay? Okay? We could drop your name. We can drop all the stuff. We are a fill-in. And that feeling, we want to feel good. And that feeling feels good when we're in flow. Flow meaning it's pleasing. We're having a great life. We're having a good life. Heaven on earth. That's what we want. But I can't hand you heaven on earth. It's like a stop sign. It points to something. It tells you to do something, but I can't hand you stop. It's like jogging. I can't hand you jogging. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can do my best to explain the thing that I can't hand you. So that's kind of what this intro is about. And now I'm going to, because I realized by watching 1,000 different manifestation channels and reading the Bible more and just really meditating more. That's what it really comes down to, everybody. Meditating more. You got to meditate. Got to meditate, baby. Okay? But this is what I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to play a song because I've been talking long enough and I want to break your mind for a second. Give your mind a break, and I need you to be tuned in. When I come back after this song, I'm going to just talk to your subconscious. Matter of fact, I'm not even gonna play a song. I'm gonna play something like meditation. I'm not even gonna play nothing with music, with words. I don't want you to unconsciously start thinking about what the song is even talking about. So I'm gonna play a meditation. I want you to go into meditation right now. Let's meditate. Let's meditate for a second. Because what I'm about to do is I'm gonna attempt to communicate to you inside of you that's sleep. If you're listening to this, you're guided here because there's something sleeping inside of you that needs to wake up. It's like Neo sitting on the chair and like he needs to hurry up and wake up. The world is coming. It's like that. So I'm going to attempt to talk to the you in you. You know, when you talk to yourself, you know how you have the stories to yourself. You have the idea of yourself when you're, I'm going to attempt to bypass your ego and talk directly to your subconscious mind, to the God within you in the tomb sleep that needs to be resurrected. The tomb is in you. You are, the kingdom of heaven is in you. And it's like everything's crumbling around it. And you know that, you feel it, but you don't know how to explain it. And you know you need to wake up. And you know that you're tired of the 9-to-5. You know that you can't work enough. It doesn't matter how much you work, how much money you have, how many women you sleep with. None of that stuff matters. You know you're past all of that. And you know that you're in your sleep, and you know that you gotta wake up. And I'm gonna come back and attempt to talk to you, the you inside of you. I'm talking in the air of the thing inside of you that needs to rise. All right, rise and shine, y'all. All right, check it out. Let's do it. We're gonna meditate for 60 seconds, and then after we finish meditating, I'm gonna go straight into it. And when you hear my voice, when I come back, do your best not to judge what I'm saying. Just let it go. Okay? When we talk about Neo and the Matrix, that's your neocortex. Okay? I'm going in there. I'm going into the seat to get Neo and to hurry up and wake him up. That's what I'm doing right now. Okay? So when we come back, when you hear my voice, just allow me access. Just say, come on in, sir. And just listen to what I'm saying and do your best to understand it on a highest level of understanding that you can. But the first thing that you have to do is you have to close your eyes. You got to pull over. You got to stay still. You got to stop all of the sensory input coming in from outside. Close your eyes. Be still. Let it all fade away. Put some headphones on if you can. Make sure you're not disturbed. Like maybe go into a dark place, but just make sure that you just stop. That's the first thing you got to do, is stop, be still, and know that you are God. Let's go.
Live on air with Sir.
All right. All right. So let's pull over. Let's pull over. Let's pull over. Let's sit down. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take 3 deep breaths. Let's go ahead and get into it. I'm actually in my car right now. In the Tesla. So if you need that Tesla talk interview, you know, if you want me to pull up on you, you know what I'm saying? I'll get my physical self to appear, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. So yeah, let's pull over. Let's take 3 deep breaths. We're going to feel the lungs, feel the stomach fit, just feel the whole inside all the way down to your toes, out to your fingertips. You're just going to fill you with air, because air is the only thing that is connected to both worlds, the inner world and the outer world. So you're going to just you know, you're going to just inhale, like just fill every chamber, every mansion that's inside of your heaven, everything, just fill it with air. And then you're going to hold it for 4 seconds, and then you're going to release, and you're going to release twice as long as you inhaled. And I mean, I want you to just feel this. Go ahead and close your eyes. Let's breathe in. Thank you. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release twice as long. Hold it for 4 seconds. You can release. All right, we're gonna breathe in again. In 3, 2, 1, in. Hold it. 3, 2, 1, release. Remember, twice as long. Release. Ah. Right? We're gonna do this one more time. Inhale. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Release twice as long. Start to focus on your breath, just in and out. It's the only thing I want you to think of is just your breath right now, just your breath. Not nothing else, nothing else. Not even my voice. Start to let my voice go. Just focus on your breath. Focus on your breath. In and out, in and out, in and out. Everything is you pushed out. The inner world creates the outer world. Your imagination creates the movie on the screen of your mind. Everything is you pushed out. Everyone is you pushed out. Every circumstance is you pushed out. Every fight, every car accident, every fire, every hurricane, everything is you pushed out. Everything. You are not matter. You are not atoms. You are light. You are awareness. You are awareness that creates light. To perceive reality. Reality is created through you. Everyone is rooted in you, and you are rooted in God. You are God. You are the I am. No one in your reality is I am. Nobody can say I am for you. You are the only thing that says I am. Before you were I am, before there was anything. You were I am before you were, before there was Jesus. You were I am before there was a book. You were I am before there were colors. You were I am before there were money, cars, houses, opposite sex, romance, movies, music. You were I am before everything. Before there was nothing, before there was you. The only thing that was before you is the story that you hear that are not true about things before you. You are all that is. All that is expressed from you. Whatever you see is being expressed through you right now. And depending on where your awareness is what you're manifesting and producing onto the screen of space in your mind, on your mind's eye. The way you feel is what you see on the outside. Your self-concept about who you are, your beliefs about what you hold on to, what are true, what are not, things that matter and don't matter, the things you give meaning, the people you give meaning to, this all comes from you. Everything is you pushed out. Everyone, every circumstance is you pushed out. Everything comes from you. There is nothing that is that came before you. before you, there is no before you. You are the beginning. You, the awareness of being, of existing, before you understood words, before you understood your name, before you separated colors, and before you had the idea of separation, the idea of racism, the idea of killing, the idea that these are concepts that before you learned them, you was. You had an I am. You had an awareness of being. Before you understood what, before you formed sentences, you, there was you. Before you knew that sound that you call your name, there was you. You had to learn that stuff. Everything that you say you are, you, that is you, but it's the creation, not the creator. Like, you create everything, so it is yours. It is you. It's a baby. It's a man. It's a you birthed another man, a manifestation. You gave birth to it. You gave birth to everything. You give birth to these stories. What you believe about these stories. What you hear stories, and then you believe the story, and then you give feeling to the story, and then the story comes out of you onto the screen of space. It manifests the stories. So you heard a story about a famous person. You heard a story about a government. You heard a story about your mom's past or your dad's past or even your past. You heard a story. You tell stories. These stories create feelings. You hear stories about Jesus, stories about prophets, stories. These are stories. You have to learn words in order to learn sentences, in order to think. You think with all of these words. You can have thoughts but not think. Right? You need thoughts to think. Thinking is an action that takes place. Like, you know, I can't hand you my thinking, right? It's like, you know, if I'm jogging, I can't hand you my jogging. I can't let you hold my jogging, right? There's something about that, right? I can't do your push-ups for you, but we know these things exist, but I can't give it to you in your hand. I can't hand you my 100 push-ups done. Does that make sense? Because that's life. That's the part that we can't capture. That's the fleeting part of this existence, is that there's things that I can't hand you, right? Knowing, belief, confidence. I can't hand you more confidence. I can't sell you confidence. You know, I have to, you know, that's an internal thing. These are all beliefs. These beliefs create feelings, and these feelings create energy, and it starts to move, and it starts to become a torus field, and it starts to show a holographic reality that you're involved in, that you believe is so real. But it's just, it's you. It's who you are. You are everything. You are what you see. You are experiencing your heart. You are experiencing the energy that you are spiraling so fast that it looks like matter. It's just all vibrating. There's just light. 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 There's just light.
Live on air with Sir.